Chapter 7, the levels of taqwa. Imam Ghazali rahimullah has mentioned, Almighty Allah has affixed the consumption of halal and pure food with worship. Almighty Allah states, eat from the pure foods and perform good deeds. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, if you perform salah until you become bent like a bow, and you fast so much that you become thin like gut, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will not accept this from you without such piety that prevents you from haram. Making ibadah together with consuming haram is like building a house on excrement. Remember, pure food has a great influence in purifying the heart and enlightening it. Thus, it is of utmost importance that one abstains from haram wealth and adopts taqwa. Taqwa has four levels, piety. Level 1, do not use such things or wealth that the ulama have declared haram, as using these will result in one becoming a fasiq, a rebellious sinner, and his testimony will be rejected in court. This is the level of piety of the normal, the common Muslim. The second level of taqwa is that of the pious. This means that one should abstain from doubtful things, even though ulama, based on outward circumstances, have declared it to be halal. These items are such that there is always a possibility of hurmat, of it being prohibited. Thus they become doubtful. The pious abstain from such type of food. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave that in which there is doubt, for that in which you do not have any doubt. The third level of piety is that of the atqiyah, those having the quality of abstinence. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person cannot reach the rank of the muttaqin until he does not leave out the harmless things for fear of getting engaged in those things in which there is harm. Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, we used to leave out 9/10 of halal out of fear of falling into haram. Based on this principle, some of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu pious servants would only suffice on 99 dirhams when they were eligible to receive 100. When they had to fulfill someone's right, however, they would always give extra. And when claiming their right, they would always take less. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimullah would cover his nose when musk was weighed in his presence in the Baytul Mal. When asked regarding this, in the Baytul Mal, the public treasury, when asked regarding this, he remarked, the benefit of musk is the fragrance of musk, meaning that I am not entitled to even smell it. This is the reason for abstaining from delicious halal food and permissible forms of beautification. There is fear that once habituated to it, one's nafs will overpower a person and thereafter lead him to prohibited desires. The prohibition of the Quran of long fully gazing at the abundance of wealth and material things of the disbelievers, meaning where Quran said, do not look with an eye of desire at the wealth of the disbelievers and towards their status and honor, is for this very reason that the beauty and luster of one's iman diminishes due to this outward glamour. When the love and desire of worldly wealth and goods overtakes one, the love of iman does not remain in the heart. A pious person once said, whoever's clothing is lean, his deen is lean. In short, according to the abstinent, only that wealth which is halal and is presently devoid of any form of doubt and devoid of any possibility of causing harm in future is worthy of consumption. And then is the fourth level of taqwa, which is a very high level, the level of the siddiqeen. That is, they abstain from eating all such food from which one does not gain strength to perform acts of worship and obedience. An incident is mentioned of a pious man who drank some medicine. His wife asked him to take a small walk. He answered, I do not see a need for such a futile act. I take stock of my every move. Similarly, it is necessary in this stage to abstain from anything that has been contaminated by sin prior to it reaching you. Once Hazrat Zunnun Misri Rahimullah was unjustly imprisoned. Finding him hungry, a pious woman sent him some food, which was prepared from halal wealth. The prison guard gave the food to him. He did not eat from it and returned it, saying, "Even though the food is halal, the plate is impure," referring to the hands of the prison guard, as he was guilty of enforcing the unjust imprisonment. That food that has been contaminated by the touch of the oppressor was now unfit for consumption. Bishar Hafi Rahimullah would not drink water from canals dug by oppressive rulers. When the slave of a pious man once lit his lantern at the house of an oppressor, the pious man extinguished it, saying, "It is not appropriate to take benefit from a lamp lit from the lamp of Allah's disobedient servants." The essence of the matter is that these pious people practice on this verse, ثُمَّ ذَرْهُمْ فِي خَوْضِهِمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. The Almighty Allah says, then leave all else in its entirety, meaning leave the kuffar and everything that is associated with the people of sin completely. They would never use anything in which Allah's pleasure was not intended.